I also like a shower would be nice, but I don't think it's a necessity. It also, I feel like I would, it would make more mess than I would want it to make.
I feel like my shower would be my sink to wash stuff. Like I would have like a bathtub style. That's what we do. Like deep enough where you can fill up water, wash the stuff just in case you need to shower.
I
want to
see you like in your bathtub, in your van. You're like laying there, putting candles around, having a nice relaxing night.
No. It won't be a full bathtub.
Door obviously. Open so you can look out into the window, look out to the sky.
Watch the sunset.
Yeah.
Instead of putting a bed back there, we would put a bathtub. That's what we do.
Oh, okay. Or you have it so that the mattress can fold on top of the bathtub.
There we go.
Now we're thinking.
You can slide the bed away and slide the bed back on top of that.
Yeah,
see?
There you go. Yeah.
Hey there. Welcome to the Gluten-Free Organic Thoughts Podcast, where you are encouraged to express your natural thoughts and views through casual, meaningful conversations that hopefully can lead to learning and understanding new perspectives. To find out more info, visit www.gfothoughts.com. Now, here are your hosts, Michael Wong and Robert Din. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another great episode of Gluten-Free Organic Thought Podcast. My name is Michael, and always with me, Robert.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. We have a great episode for you. We always have a great episode for you. Yeah. On the backs of our last episode, where we were talking about how we're not going to be able to afford a house in like 10 years, we're going to talk about some alternative ways that you could live and make live your life. And maybe it's a little bit more affordable. Sometimes it's not. But
well,
maybe.
It's more simple, it's, you know, and on top of that, maybe cheaper and maybe more mobile, more flexible.
Yeah.
So before we get started, though, so what are we drinking, Robert, today?
Oh, today I am drinking Clover Hill Tasmanian Cuvée. That's what it's called.
Okay. That's a red wine?
Sparkling wine. No,
sparkling wine.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh,
you see it? Yeah. Sparkling wine. Clover Hill. From Tasmania. Nice. So, going international. Yeah, pretty good. I have a new glass for you guys, too. Look at this. It's fancy.
Look at this. Upgrading your glass now. Fancy.
Fancy glasses, yeah.
But it doesn't look like it holds very much, though. Does it hold very much?
It holds as much as a normal champagne glass. It's just way bigger. It's just like, look how big this is compared to my face.
Oh, it's taller.
Way taller, and there's nothing in the bottom here.
Nice. This should have a chiller of ice there. It's just chilled the wine the whole time. You know what I mean?
That is a thought. We should make that.
All right. I am drinking something called hang on, can you see this? Yeah, there you go. So it's kind of brownish. It's a mushroom chai tea latte by Fort Somatic. So pretty much just a mushroom drink. So I added some oat milk to it a little bit. But you know, it's healthy. You know, it's a little bit late here in this time zone, but I like chai tea, and why not?
Mushroom chai tea. That's what it's called.
Yeah, but you don't taste a mushroom at all. It tastes like chai. That's what it tastes like. No, so,
okay.
But it's supposed to be good for you, though.
Plus oat milk.
Plus oat milk.
Yeah. Wow.
So I made a chai tea latte. Pretty much.
Chai tea latte. Yeah. Exactly.
Listen, in California, this would cost $6.
I mean, you could probably sell that for 12, actually. Just if you put your Starbucks on it, then it's $12 right
no,
there.
No, actually, believe it or not, there's a lot of kava bars here now in days. They sell the kava tea latte for $6 to $7, believe it or not.
Wow.
It's crazy. They're jacking up California prices here, too. So.
Huh. Okay. Everything's getting more expensive. That's why we need alternative ways to live. We're going to look into it.
So, you know, I mean, that way you can afford your Starbucks coffee, too, you know? So.
Exactly. We're gonna live an alternative lifestyle just so you can afford our coffee.
All right. So, today's episode, we're going to talk about the van life. We've seen it in TikTok. We've seen it in YouTube, Instagram. A lot of people have made it this very glamorous style.
Glamorous? I don't know about... They don't make it glamorous.
Glamorous?
they make it look like it's a good time. But not glamorous. I wouldn't say glamorous.
There are some fancy vans out there that it's pretty decently looking. And then some of them customize them on their own. it depends how much money do you really have to make it better. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so a lot of people that I've seen, they build it from scratch, or they bought a van, they gutted everything out, and they put flooring, a little bathroom, a little shower, a little bed, a little storage area, extra water, things like that. Versus some people who just gutted it and just kept it simple, put a bed and then a local little kitchen area, and then they shower outside, mm-hmm. and they do potty outside. So it depends on your budget.
Yeah, that's true. But the majority of these vans that people are renovating, it's basically like taking like the creepy white van that like the vans that they like, oh, free candy for kids, like those type of vans, and they've like turned those vans into a place where they can sleep at night, and then they just live in their car or live in their van. It's crazy.
One of those things is that people, I guess, this has became a bigger trend, right, during COVID time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just because people got tired and they stuck and they wanted, and then especially in the West Coast where rent was kind of expensive. And so they decided, you know what, this is a trend that we do it. And now everyone's remote, but they get upgraded to add a satellite antenna into the van and they could get Wi-Fi almost everywhere.
I think there's actually, like, I saw van life starting up maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Like, there were people posting already about 4 or 5 years ago. And it was just, like, COVID that, like, pushed people over. Like, they got to the point where they're like, you know what? Maybe we don't need to live here. We can go and do, like, everyone's looking at van life and be like, oh, I want to do this. And this is just the extra push for them to be like, all right, we could do this. Like, everyone's working from home anyways. We can work from the van. Let's just try it out, right?
Yeah. I mean, I know there's some big YouTubers who showed video how they converted their vans, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's some very popular vans. I think if you're fancy enough, you could get a Mercedes Sprinter van.
Mm-hmm.
But if you like on a budget, the Ford Transit is like 32K, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool, but it's not your best van, you know, but I think there's a video, if I remember correctly, of this one girl who literally just transformed her let me share this video with you. It's very interesting. I mean, she made the best out of it. It was a cool little two minute video to watch. Let me see, how do I share this? There we go. Share this to you.
Well, she just like, she's talking about how she turned her van into
It's a short 2 minute video on how she converted all the van fast speed style. You know,
interesting.
Yeah. And she literally goes through it, guts it out. But her van is very simple. Like, this is like your typical low budget van, right? Where you literally have your kitchen sink. You don't have a bathroom per se, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have bathroom per se type of deal. So, but you still have. She has a little desk, something like that. So check that out.
All right, I'm watching it. Okay. I'm not watching with audio. Should I watch with audio?
Nah, you don't need the audio.
Yeah.
It's just a music sound.
Yeah, she has a sink.
A kitchen, a fridge. Yeah. This is what I call, I guess, a little bit more not luxurious van.
This is like the majority of the vans.
Yeah, because it's simple, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she has solar panels that charges her fridge and everything on top, which is pretty cool though. Don't get me wrong. It's self-powered itself.
Yeah, no, I see that. But yeah, this is what I think of when I think of van life. It's like simple, not so fancy. And it's just like just the bare minimums of what you need.
Well, so I know somebody, actually you and I know somebody, Josh's landlord. He designed our own trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And what he does is that his pickup truck hauls the trailer. That trailer, let me tell you, has a full shower, full kitchen. And that's a bedroom inside.
That's a fancy one, right? That's a fancy one where they had a big trailer. They had like a big trailer where that he just converted the whole thing. He has electricity going through it all. He has
solar panels, everything. Solar panels.
He has everything he needs. And yeah, I think, but even so, I don't know if I could live in that. That's the thing, right? It's a very small area. It's like very small. It's him and his wife. I don't know.
Yeah.
They live in a big house right now. Yeah. And then they bought this and they're going to be very close together for a long for
I mean they're just traveling time. Around the world, but this is, keep this in mind, that this is not their first trip together, right? Around the traveling around.
Yeah.
So this is the first trip like this traveling around together. Mm-hmm. So you know, by the way, so this website shows you like which best vans you should use depending on your budget, you know.
Oh, and you have a website about what vans we should get. Yeah.
And we should get, I mean, I'm telling you right now. So if I were to pick one, and okay, this is jumping into what kind of van I would like if I were to do this.
Okay.
I would say probably the Mercedes.
The Sprinter? Just because
it's the bigger space.
Okay. Oh, I got advertisement. Let me go past that.
Yeah. But most people went through the Dodge Ram ProMaster. That's a popular one. Actually, Dodge got backlogged because of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the Dodge Ram has, it was a very.
Some of these are cheap. Some of these are really cheap.
Oh, I know. Some of them are pretty bad vans. I would not use those vans.
The Dodge Ram ProMaster, 32,000. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this looks pretty spacious inside.
Yeah.
That Ford E-Series, there's only one picture, but it doesn't show inside. It's only, you can get one for $4,000.
What is the shittiest van though? The E-Series Ecoline?
Yeah.
Yeah, but didn't they stop making them in 2014 or something like that, if I remember correctly?
Oh man, they have this Chevy Astro van. This is a really old van. Like you can tell this is not a new style.
well, for me though, I would pick the Mercedes ones because it's a four-wheel drive. Just that alone, it will save you. Especially if you're going camping. So.
Oh, have you seen this Mercedes Metris? Look at this.
Fancy, right?
You can lift up the top.
Yeah, it's fancy.
Number 9.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think I've seen a lot of this Ford Transit Connects.
Oh, the Connect ones. The Connect one's pretty big too, though. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen actually the what's called the Nissan ones too. Which is surprisingly very affordable because it gets good gas mileage.
Mm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But now the Metris is more like a minivan if you look at it. If you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it starts getting into minivan status pretty quick. So yeah, I think the Mercedes looks like the only one that's big enough, right?
Look at number 12. Number 12 is going old school now. And I think the real van life. That's how.
Yeah. This is hippie style.
Yeah. and look at number 13. Someone turned a Toyota Sienna into a minivan camper.
I mean, that would last you though. Like you get one of these Toyotas,
yeah,
and it would never die. So you know that this house would last you longer than a regular house.
That's too small. That's not tall enough. I need something to stand on.
This Toyota Sienna will probably last you longer than a regular house. You'll probably live in this longer than a regular house. Just never dies.
But look at the Volkswagen in Westphalia, man. That's old school. You can raise your roof, camp out there, you know?
That's crazy. The ones that you could that will raise the roof, that seems like these are made for people to like convert.
I think that's done by design, I think, right? Isn't it? For outdoors and stuff.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So check this out. So now if you were to pick 4 features that you would need in your van, what would that be?
Four features.
Yeah. So, like, Robert, you're going to a van lifestyle. What would that be? What would you need? What would you prioritize?
I would need internet, for sure.
Okay. So satellite antenna.
Mm-hmm. I would need some sort of generator or electricity to... For like when I'm not driving, right? So like just in general. So like I watch TV and stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's how you have the solar power charge to the battery and stuff.
Right. So I would need that. I don't think I would get a bathroom. I don't think I would put a bathroom in there.
Really? No. I would put a shower there just because you never know.
It just gets dirty and like wet, right? It just feels like there would be mold easier. And it'd be harder to clean.
I feel like it would be easier to contain because it's already a shower already. And then you need to wash pots, pans, things like that. that's kind of like big stuff you need to wash sometimes.
I also am not in the same camp because I don't cook, right? So like,
that's true.
I would just be eating out anyways.
All right, so you wouldn't pick bathroom, okay? So what else?
No bathroom, no stove.
No. So you mentioned Wi-Fi. You mentioned Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm.
I would need a nice, comfy bed.
Okay. So you would fit a queen size bed in it?
I don't know what you can fit in one of these things. How what besides bed can you fit? It might not even need to be a big bed, just a comfortable bed, like something that's really soft, or like I don't even know. I don't even like sleeping on super soft stuff, but like something that like I would feel super comfortable on, and then I would need a ton of storage.
Which those tend to have though a lot of storage. You can have it below the bit, you know. All right. Mm-hmm. So what else? One more.
No, that's four.
Comfortable bed, storage, Wi-Fi,
electricity.
Okay. All right. So for me, I would like to have a shower in it. Uh-huh. I think bathroom can be used anywhere, you know, which is fine.
It's also sucks like having a bathroom and then having to take out the bathroom stuff. That's gross.
I agree. And then I would like electricity obviously as well. With that goes well with the Wi-Fi. I would like to have a kitchenette though that I can open up to a backside window that can sucks out the like how many little fan suck out the little air out of it if I need to. So mm-hmm. like a mini exhaust fan. So I would like to have a kitchenette myself. Yeah.
So kitchenette. All right. So kitchenette, shower.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi, and what else was the fourth one?
Shower, Wi-Fi, storage.
Storage. Electricity. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, because I don't cook, so I don't need the kitchenette. I also, like, a shower would be nice, but I don't think it's a necessity. It also, I feel like it would make more mess than I would want it to make.
I feel like my shower would be my sink to wash stuff. Like, I would have, like a bathtub style. That's what we do. Like deep enough where you can fill up water, wash the stuff, just in case you need to shower.
I want to see you, like in your bathtub in your van. You're like laying there putting candles around, having a nice relaxing night.
No, it would be a full bathtub
door obviously. Open so you can look out into the window, look out to the sky,
watch the sunset.
Yeah.
Instead of putting a bed back there, we put a bathtub. That's what we do.
Oh, okay. Or you have it so that the mattress can fold on top of the bathtub.
There we go.
Now we're thinking.
You can slide the bed away and slide the bed back on top of that.
Yeah,
see?
There you go. Yeah,
there you go. See,
I'm thinking now.
And that's a good design. Yeah. Or you could have it where you can slide the bathtub out to the backside and you shower outside.
Man, I don't think people like to shower outside because what if you don't have the privacy?
You just put some curtain on it. That's it.
It's still outside, right? Like people can hear you.
You never know. Whatever. You never know.
I don't know. I feel like if they want to peek,
they can peek, whatever, you know, but you know.
Oh, you're all about that lifestyle. You're like, okay. Since we're going all out, we're gonna go all out. We're gonna show it all.
So let's talk about the advantages of having a van life. So I feel like obviously the flexibility is there. That's pretty obvious, right? Flexibility where you want to be, anytime you want, we can move wherever you want to be. Mm-hmm. That's one of the advantages. So what do you think?
Yeah, I think the biggest advantage is that you can travel, right? And still have a house, and you wouldn't have to pay for like getting a hotel every night, right? So and not even have to worry about planning that part, right? Like I found like when I'm planning a trip, like it sucks having to like call hotels or like do all this like looking for hotel prices and stuff. You don't have to do any of that. You just roll up. You roll up and just you're there. You're already in your place to stay.
You may need camping spaces. You never know.
Yeah. Or you just go to the side of the road and just
pull away and just go to bed.
Yeah. Just lay down and just you're done. Yeah.
That's true. You know?
Yeah.
All right. So another pro is that I think you save money on rent. That's an advantage. That's a huge advantage. A year rent. Especially in SF, I said you pay $3,000 a month in years. That's 36K. I mean, 30, sorry.
Yeah.
Wow, a year.
But
yeah, 36K, yeah.
If you're like in Florida, you're only saving like
12K.
$6,000 a month.
No, just like, well, let's say that it's $1,200 a month. You say you only saving like,
you think, you know. I guess so. I guess a two bedroom place for a $1,200.
Yeah,
like, you're living by yourself,
I want one $1,200 downtown, whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. I was living in Florida for $500 a month. So,
listen, you're in Jacksonville. That's a very rare case. Okay. Jacksonville price has gone up.
Jacksonville has gone up. Yeah, it probably has gone up since I've been there. But I remember moving from there to here and being like, dang, prices here are crazy. But yeah, you could save like a $6,000 a year, $12,000 a year if it's $1,000. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you save some money. You also put a lot down on that. How much? Wait. So these vans, right? The vans that you showed me, they went anywhere between like, I don't know. We'll like say some of the nicer ones, right? So like 10 to 35,000.
Yeah.
How much more do you have to put into it?
To renovate it, probably another 10K, most likely.
Yeah. So you need like 40,000, right? Something like that.
Yeah. Unless you get lucky, you get a good deal for the used van and you gut it out, you know?
Yeah. So if you have 40,000.
So that means you must do the van life for 2 years to get your money back.
I mean, with 40,000, you're saving 12,000 to 20. Yeah, 2 years. Yeah. 2 to 3 years, depending on where you live.
Yeah. Do your van life.
You got to really commit. That's a commitment right there.
Yeah. But okay, so what's another advantage?
Another advantage?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like the van life. I wouldn't do it. So I'm not sure if I have another one.
Well, I think another advantage is, I think the ability to just be outdoor the whole time, man. Like just having that nice fresh air, wake up to next to the lake, next to the beach, things like that. I just, the change of scenery that you can have, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's so true. Yeah, you could get you get to go places that you couldn't go otherwise, right? So you would like be able to drive into,
but actually explore, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Actually explore. You're not in a rush of vacation, right? When you're in a vacation, you only have 3 days to do this, 4 days to do this, right? Mm-hmm. You can actually enjoy a place.
You can also, it's also like you can spend more time in those spaces too, because you're not like, oh, we gotta get back to the hotel tonight.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, we're just, instead of going to the hotel, we're already here, so we can stay here until we decide to sleep and just go into the camper or go into the van
and then watch the sunrise, whatever it is, you know.
Yeah,
so that's true. Yeah,
that's right, true.
So now that since you don't like the van life, you want to start up a few disadvantages?
Yeah, I don't know. Every single person I've seen who's done van life is dirty. Like everyone is dirty because they're always outside. It's just dirty. I don't like it. I don't like the dirt. I don't like the grime. It doesn't seem like.
So you think the van can get dirty very easily?
The van can get dirty, and the people who seem to like van life seem to just be okay with being dirty.
You know what I would install? Sorry, going back to a feature event. Centralized vacuum system.
Oh, that is interesting.
Because it's dusty everywhere, like you said, it's dirty. So if I have a centralized vacuum system from the floor, that solves my issue, dirtiness.
You know what I also didn't think of? Like, I would definitely need an air conditioner.
Well, that automatically comes with that portable air conditioner. Most of them, all the vans have that. Like, you install one of those Euro air conditioners in it.
Yeah, but it's not automatic.
I mean,
still, you have to install it. It's still like a feature you need, right?
Yeah, so. Yeah. You can install one of those Euro European air conditioners. So those,
yeah,
those
no, I get it, but I would need it. Like, it's definitely a necessity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so what do you think is a disadvantage?
Well, a disadvantage also, sometimes those antennas, Wi-Fi may not be the best. So spotty-wise, work-wise, you may not get the best signal. So it will restrict you for certain works. You know, let's say you need to have a meeting. You may not be able to do a Zoom meeting.
Yeah. Do they also work off of the same satellites that were like, you remember when we had the dishes, like Dish Network, and like whenever it was like cloudy outside, we got no reception. Couldn't get TV. Do they have the same thing for internet? Where it's like,
to be honest with you, I'm not sure how that works, because I know that AT&T sells those services like that.
Yeah.
Or Verizon, that same thing. Supposedly, it's really good, like almost LTE or anywhere you want.
So. Yeah, I mean, like it's fast, but I don't know. Like, If they're using a dish or like some sort of satellite, then it's probably not going to be working as well.
Yeah. So another disadvantage is that it's limited space, that how much, there's only so much stuff you can really have, right? But also that could be also an advantage where it simplifies your life. Sometimes you may not need that much shit in your life.
Mm-hmm. That's a pro and a con for sure. Because just like getting rid of stuff is like, it's really nice sometimes. But then the cramped space, like, I don't know, for some tall guys, they can't even like lay straight.
That's true. That means you're designing.
Or they can't stand up in their van. I don't have that problem because I'm short. Yeah. So it doesn't matter. I can probably stand up and it'd be fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, like there's people that like really have to hunch to like get into this van.
And another disadvantage that when you're on the road all the time, you don't really have a stability of a social life. Mm. So for that mental aspect, especially you're on the road just by yourself the whole time, it could play a factor.
Could be a little lonely. Yeah. That's true. It's also like, I feel like you would, the lack of privacy, I feel would be a thing where like you always seem like there's people around. Or like this.
Well, it depends though. If you're in a forest, listen, the only things around you is probably little birds and ants, you know, watching you. That's it.
I know, but it's not like, it's still like not like you're in your room or in like your house, right? It's not the same.
Be the one in the nature. That's all I gotta do. You know, Adam and Eve were naked when they're born, right?
Oh, so you're saying people just go out, be naked everywhere. No, I'm just kidding. No,
I know what you're saying though. Yeah. I know, like having your own private space, sense of privacy is nice.
Yeah, I think that would be something, because like, especially if I like didn't have a shower, and I would have to go to like the YMCA or whatever to like shower,
or a trucker stop,
or a trucker stop, then it would be like I have to be on, or like I have to be like with people when I'm like getting ready, right? Which is not like a fun thing.
Yeah. I mean, listen, obviously, it's just like every single living situation, there's a pros and cons. Mm-hmm. Part of it is that I feel like there's a little bit slightly more pros for this, for having a van life in a sense. But I would do it just for the experience, to be honest, just to say I've done it. But I wouldn't spend $60,000 to do it, though. That's the thing.
You wouldn't spend it. But how would you do it then?
I don't know, but I would spend $60,000 to do it.
Hope that someone gives you a van to try.
Yeah.
But there's more. But you said there's more pros than cons. So why wouldn't you do it if there's more pros than cons?
If I had a girlfriend, then I would do it.
A girlfriend by myself, to stay with you? Would she have her own van?
No, no. It would just share the experience. Yes, she had her own van, just driving behind me the whole time.
I would probably need my own van. Actually, no. It would be like we'd have like a trailer where like one would pull the other, and then we can have our own space when we need. But then like maybe the bed's in the trailer, and then like we have our own space. If we need it, we could just chill.
Just in case you need this extensive space from each other.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, geez, get away.
It happens, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think this is something that you need somebody to share the experience with by yourself. Yeah. It will be cool, but a certain amount of time. That's all.
Do you think that there's a safety concern with being like, maybe like a lot of people who are doing van life, they're going out into the wilderness, right? If something happens, like nobody's around,
right? Yeah, that's true. If something happens, nobody's around, but that's why you make sure someone has, you know, follow you in your Snapchat, or you share the location unlimited, you know? Haven't you shared a location with somebody indefinitely? Someone always knows where you are all the time?
No.
Really?
Yeah. So I think now if somebody were to break into my house now, then it could be months. Could be months. Maybe not, because you're on here, so you would be like, hey, let's record a podcast, and I wouldn't respond. But if I didn't have the podcast, it would probably be months before they find me.
That's true. So I will be your last. I'll be the one that will save you. See,
probably, yeah. Probably be you. You'd be like, man, Robert hasn't responded to record in a long time. At least a month. How long would it be, Mike? Would it be a month before you'd be like, there, something's wrong here?
I'll say probably 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Okay.
Yeah. 2 weeks. A week, I'll get suspicious. The second weekend, I'll be like, okay, let's find Robert now.
Okay.
Yeah.
It depends what time of the month is too, because like beginning of each month, I already am like,
yeah,
too busy, so I might not be responding much anyways. So it might, so maybe it's 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It'd be
so.
I feel like there is some safety stuff there.
So with a van life, I feel like there's some interesting lesson learned from that. You know what I mean? Like I don't know. I feel like especially if you do a trip by yourself, I think having that self, creating more self awareness, have the self dependency type of deal is kind of nice. If you go with a couple, you're testing that relationship really truly because you're stuck with her, you know, for a long period of time. I feel like it could be a good thing, like in terms of some lesson learned out of that.
How long would you have to be together before you decide that you're like, life? Let's do van life for 6 months?
I'll say I personally, for myself, not speaking for everybody out there, 6 months to a year.
Yeah, I think at least a year. I think for me, it have to be.
It depends how fast you learn about each other, right? Some people can learn about each other really quickly.
Yeah, I also already am staunchly against it, so it would take them a year just to like convince me, probably. So at that point,
if they're like, Robert, I'm gonna give you one Bitcoin to do this.
for how long? How long are we doing this for?
You have a 1 year contract to do this for.
1 year contract for one Bitcoin?
Yeah.
That might do it. I don't know. $50,000 to do it? Maybe.
It may work 30K next year. So you never know.
it could be worth 30K next year. It could be worth 120 though. So you never know. So yeah. There you go. Like you never know. Like that seems like I don't know. That would pay for the van and everything.
Yeah, but exactly. Pay for the van and everything, right?
Yeah. So Wong, you would do that, obviously, because you like if it's already paid for, why not?
Yeah, I would do it for sure. I would do it for a year. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The thing is that there's no restriction where I could park. I just park in downtown everywhere. So, you know.
No, I think downtown would be worse. Like parking in a downtown area would be worse. It's just a lot of people. There's police everywhere. They don't.
I feel more secure with police everywhere.
No, but they don't like. I don't think they like people just staying there. It's like having homeless people around. Like maybe in San Francisco because they love the homeless people here. They don't want to do anything about it.
Listen, LA, they love homeless people there. So
yeah, so maybe those cities. But like you go to like Florida, you can't sit in like Miami like downtown.
No,
there's no way.
That's true. All right, so
I was also looking, right?
Yeah.
Because when we were talking about this, I was like, you know what? Let me choose this. Let me see what I would live in, right? And I was I started looking at RVs.
So you do RVs instead of
I think I would do RVs. It has everything and it's spacious.
Yeah, but you have $100K to buy an RV. Some of this RV costs over $200,000.
This list I showed you is luxury RVs. I don't think there's one lower than a million on here.
Oh my God. Is that the is that the new old Coach one, Liberty Coach one, probably.
Look at how, like, these are nice, though. It looks like there's tile on here. Nice, like, sink. There's a full kitchen and stuff. Like, it's just, man, some of these are super nice.
Who's driving?
if I have 1.6 million or like however much to,
why wouldn't you just buy a house at that point? RV style.
Because we're trying the van life, Mike. All right, we're going van life here. No, if you have that much money though, you can afford a driver.
Wow, this RV has a king size bed. What the f?
Which one are you on? Which one are you on?
The last one, the March Mobile.
The last one. Man, a lot of these are really nice though.
It's a very futuristic van. Oh my God, it's so alien looking.
All these are like $2 million.
Oh, this looks like a white coach bus. That's what it is. It's a mobile mansion.
See, like this seems like the way to live it up, man. If you want to do van life, guys, do luxury RV life instead. I think that's the call.
and it's a call. You have your full vanity set up. You have a nice rooftop to go on top of that too.
I have plenty of space to like get away from my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I think that's all I'm looking for is space to get away from people.
Yeah. It's literally a mini studio. That's what it looks like.
I know. Like these look nicer than my apartment.
Yeah, I know.
So that's what you get for $1 to $3 million in an RV.
It's very looking alien looking. Oh my God, this thing is, that's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's okay. About this, one day we'll all chip in, you know, half a Bitcoin each person, and then we'll try to lease one.
Wait, we're gonna lease one of these.
Yeah, just to tailgate.
Who's sleeping on the couch?
Just to tailgate the
football game. Oh man, we go to Florida and this is gonna get wrecked. We're gonna owe the $1 million for the place.
It's a tailgate, you know.
We're gonna owe $1 million just to pay him back for the van that we ruined.
Yeah, that's funny though. Oh my God.
But yeah, that's what I would do. Let's go RV style. All
right. I feel like you and I are the opposite spectrum for van life, obviously.
I think so. I think this is one of those where we're just like, you know what? We're going to agree to disagree on this.
Yes. It's okay. Maybe all the alternative lifestyles, I mean, living lifestyle, you may like them better. Who knows? We'll find out.
Yeah.
So we'll find out in the next few episodes, right?
Yeah. We'll try some new ones out. See what else we can do. If we can't buy a house, we gotta find another way.
Listen, hey, so some listeners, if you want to sponsor this to for us to test out some alternative lifestyle, Rob, we would love to try that. So
yeah, we would love it. Just throw in a couple of Bitcoin, and then we can rent out this luxury RV.
All right, so let's move on to the recap of the episode. We're gonna go jump into the extra MHG funny session. So you want to go first, Robert, or you want me to go first?
I think I'll go first.
Go first, go ahead.
I went and found this Instagram picture. This thing, it's a picture, it's just a funny, it's like it's a Daily Mail article. It says boyfriend who dated 35 women and told each one he had a different birthday, so he regularly received gifts, is arrested for fraud in Japan.
Wait, why?
And then at the top, the caption is, "Oh, so it's against the law to be a genius in Japan?"
It's so super smart.
I don't know if you can date 35 girls at one time. I mean, more power to you.
Did it say at one time though?
Oh, maybe he dated 35 different women, told them different days, and then broke up with them. And then no, but why would they keep sending him birthday gifts?
I guess, but it's just funny to tell though. I think he's onto something. To be honest with you, imagine nowadays that you go on hench dates after you date a girl for a month. Oh, it's my birthday, and the girl treats you up for dinner.
So you can
line up all the dates perfectly for a whole month just for free dinners, birthday dinners.
I mean, you could, I guess. I don't know. I think it's hard enough.
Girls who listen to this, I would not do this. Okay, so you know.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I'm not the player that Mike is over here, but
I'm not player. Always
I don't think. I don't think I have a hard enough time dating one girl. So dating 35, I think, would be impossible. Yeah. It is pretty smart to tell people that you have different birthdays, and then, especially people who won't be talking to each other. So that's like true. People you're keeping separate. So that's interesting. All right. Man, it's against the law to be a genius in Japan. So
I mean, apparently so.
Don't do
so. It's a Reddit post, a video of lighting a candle. Is this girl in a sweater? And she's gonna light up a candle, right? So she takes this box, and you set a match, and instead of lighting up the match, she takes a lighter, lights up the match, and to light up the candle.
She what? Okay, let me play this video so that maybe this
she makes takes a lot more the lighter, sense. Lights up the match, and lights up the candle.
Okay, she takes the match. What? So she has one of those stick lighters.
Yes.
She has one of those stick lighters, that electric lighters. You just like click and it lights. And yep. So she lighted a match and then used that to light the candle. That seems so dumb. That's the opposite of what I showed.
Imagine if you're the boyfriend, you film this. How mad the girlfriend would get just to show this, and it goes viral.
What if she doesn't even know that it's wrong?
That's true. And she must be the department head of the redundancy keeper, apparently, according to some of these comments.
She just wants to make sure that she's lighting it, right?
Yeah. She's the president of the RODR, which is Redundant Department of Redundancy. it's just too funny. Oh man,
this is nuts. How can you do this?
She looks like she's doing it on purpose too.
No, like, she definitely looks like she's doing it on purpose. Like, she would not do it any other way. She's never done it any other way. This is the way everybody does it. That's what it looks like to me.
She didn't even light up the match into the box.
She took the match out, took the lit the match, and then lit the candle. That's just I don't even know how to explain that. That's freaking nuts.
I know, it's so funny. Some of these comments are so bad.
All right, let's move on to our rant of the week. What do you got for us, Mike?
You want me to go first? Huh?
Oh, you want me to go first?
I gotta go first. Though.
Either way.
So for me, I just did my second improv show last week, and then I finally got the chance to watch all those clips. I have friends filming me that. Mm-hmm. You know, I personally thought I did okay. You know, I didn't say I did great, but I felt comfortable. I thought I did just enough. But then once you start watching it, you're like, man, I should have done more. So I get pissed at myself. I'm like, why did I think about that idea? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, oh my God. And then you watch yourself again. And I'm like, how did I not react more crazy than this? Or why did I even say that, you know? Like, so I'm mad at myself that if I'm going to say something stupid, I might just go extreme and hardcore. So for my next show, I'm going to do, I'm just going to go all out.
I want to see it, yeah.
I'm not going to hold back.
Just go anyway, for it.
That's my event. It's just that, man, I'm like, I thought it did well without watching it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, after the show, I felt good, you know? Mm-hmm. But then after watching, I'm like, man, this sucks.
It's probably worse in your head than what it was, too.
Well,
you're probably harder on yourself than
I am harder on myself, but I've definitely seen progress from my very first show to now, mm-hmm. for sure. Yeah,
I mean, that's good, though. At least you're making progress moving forward. All right, my rant is I watched the Fury versus Wilder fight.
Yeah. And what you thought about it?
It was
amazing.
It was a really good fight. Have you seen it?
I saw it. I wasn't impressed, but
you weren't impressed. There was a lot of stuff going on in that match. Both of them got knocked down multiple times.
Yeah,
it was crazy. I'm more upset that people like Fury won, right? Like he dominated, he knocked him out. And people were upset because he got knocked out twice in one round.
Yeah.
In the third round. And people were upset that that there was a long count for him to get up. Really? Like, I don't know. Usually there's a ten count, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. The ref just counts to 10. If he's not up by 10, then he loses. But so he got knocked out twice in one round, and they said that it took him like the count that they did was longer than normal or something. Yeah. And I'm like, really, how much longer did he get to get up, right? The guy, also, if you watch it, the guy, if you count to 8, he was up, right? Like, he was getting up. Like, if you take longer to count, then okay, he takes longer to get up. It's not like he's gonna miss the count, right? He wasn't unconscious that he's gonna miss the count, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it saved him anything. Plus, the timer is still going for the round.
That's true.
So maybe you miss like 5 extra seconds, maybe. So like, is he gonna get knocked out a third time in 5 seconds?
Is it partial? I mean, isn't the partial like now, like, is it a little more fair advantage for that fighter to get up?
I mean, maybe a little bit, but like, I don't know. I feel like it wasn't enough of an advantage to be like, this is what won him the fight.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess that I wasn't impressed, but
you weren't impressed with this fight. I think
it was a cool fight going back and forth. Don't get me wrong. I don't think it was the hype was people talking about it. You know what I mean? That's all. That's just my own personal take. That's all.
It just went back and forth. And
they took shots and they absorbed crazy shots.
Absorbed crazy shots. And Wilder was like wobbling. Most of the match, he was like hurt, wobbling, and he was still swinging. Even up until, what was it? He got knocked out in the 12th.
Yeah.
Like even in the 11th when he was wobbling, he was still swinging and hitting.
He was wobbling for like three rounds.
Yeah, but easily. even on the last round, he was still swinging back and hitting him sometimes.
Maybe he was playing drug in boxing, you know?
That's what it is. Yeah.
Try to throw him out.
I think he lasted longer than he probably should have. Like,
you think so?
Yeah, because he's...
Sorry, who was the favorite for that fight? I didn't look at all the...
Oh, Fury was definitely the favorite. He won the last fight. He, like, knocked him out the last fight.
Oh, so this is a repeat.
This is the third one, right?
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah.
Like I said.
It just felt like... It felt like Fury was the better fighter. Or it is, like, he wasn't wobbling for three or four rounds, right? And so I thought Wilder would be out way earlier, like once he started wobbling, but he put up a good fight.
Yeah, that's good though. I mean, like I said, for me, it was like, okay.
It was You don't like watching people hit each other.
I mean, it's not even bad. It's just that I think that could have been better.
What did you want more out of it?
I feel like the fight before that was a little bit better. I mean, all the fights for that night was pretty decent, to be honest with you.
Hmm. Oh, the fight before that main event fight.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that was a little bit more exciting. That's personally.
I didn't watch the fight before. I just watched the main event. So.
All right. So just to wrap up this episode, please don't forget to make sure that you leave some comments. Let us know about your land life. If you have a van life, want to jump onto the episode, share your experience with us. That'll be great. You know. Leave a comment, let us know what what you like, alternative lifestyles you want to hear about too as well.
And so, let us know if you want to fund our van life experience.
That's true too, you know. don't forget though, hit the like button below here, and then make sure you smash the subscribe button right there below. Okay, and if you're listening to us on Apple, Google Podcasts, please leave us a review and some comments as well. We'd like to hear from you. So
yeah, and if you want to watch any of our other episodes, you can go to our website, www.gfothoughts.com.
Yeah, so until next time, take it easy. Have a good one.
See ya. Peace, guys.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Gluten-Free Organic Thoughts Podcast. If you are watching us on YouTube, please don't forget to subscribe to our channel, like this episode, and leave us a comment. And as always, you can find us on social media at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at GFOT Thoughts. Until next time, see you then.